Welcome to the Urban Remedy podcast, inspiring health through food, lifestyle, and making conscious choices. Today, we are talking about male fertility and how to increase sperm count, make the sperm stronger, better swimmers. And we have Dr. Hillary Fredrickson here, who is a naturopathic doctor who also has a background in Chinese medicine. And so, Dr. Hillary, tell us a little bit about working with men and how you do that in your practice.
So, men are a really important piece, obviously, of
really
the fertility
important.
Puzzle. And a lot of times it is the guy that needs some optimization. Mm-hmm. And what I love is getting a guy that's ready to go. Obviously, often he's brought in, by his woman. But then, the sperm story is a fun one because men are remaking sperm over and over again. Every 90 days, there's a new batch of sperm. This is very different than women. Women are born with the eggs that they have. Mm-hmm. So the story for women is about optimizing the eggs, optimizing the egg drop, making the egg the best egg it can be. And that takes about 100 days to kind of having a good effect on the egg and making it a good, strong egg. Mm-hmm. Well, the men, it takes every 90 days, they're making a new crop of sperm. So I love seeing couples together.
Yes.
Because they can do this work together. She's making better eggs in about 3 months, and he's making new, great, strong sperm. So we need the guy to be a good, strong swimmer. We need him to produce good, strong hormones.
Yeah.
And so his swimmers are strong and get to the target and do their job well. So the story with men is that we really want to get him in an antioxidant state, mm-hmm. to reduce the oxidation that's happening, reduce the inflammation. Sperm do much better when there's more anti-inflammatories involved and there's no oxidative stress.
Okay.
So the oxidative stress story backs us up into the same place with what we're doing with women, mm-hmm. where we're trying to get them to eat organic, to eat organic meat, to eat organic eggs, to eat tons of bioflavonoids so that we have a lot of antioxidants up on board. Mm-hmm. So the diet that we've been promoting for women is very similar to this diet that we want for men. A couple nutrients that we really want to focus on for men are zinc, and that comes in nuts, seeds, pumpkin seeds, selenium, making sure their thyroids are working well. Mm-hmm. And making sure their testosterone is up and ready to go. So testosterone is a hormone that's actually quite affected by stress. And I just talked about with women's hormone balance, the negative effect that stress has on estrogen and progesterone and just the balance. Stress can have a big effect on testosterone. So what I love about working with a couple together is we're kind of prescribing a calm parasympathetic lifestyle for the lady, and it actually makes a big difference for the man as well. And so when they can do things together as a couple, the fun part about working with couples is if they're on a fertility journey and they're doing a lot of it together, it's so bonding. It increases their intimacy. It makes their sex life better. It's just really, really nice.
Yeah.
And so where she doesn't feel like, oh my God, I have to do all this stuff, and slightly resentful because the dude just doesn't, mm-hmm. the dude actually does too.
And also, I think there's a lot of, like, I think for a lot of guys that I've seen when I've worked with couples, there's like this fear when they first come in, like, is there something wrong with my sperm? Like that, you know what I mean? For men, that is like a really big worry and a really big fear. And like getting their sperm checked can cause a lot of anxiety.
Totally. It's so primal. I mean, it's like, can I not get pregnant?
It's not my fault. Work? You have to work on your eggs.
It's so primal, and it's okay. And the thing is that guys are fun to work with because men really stick to programs and protocols, I find.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit less of a challenge than for women in some way with diet changes. They just haven't had to, they haven't been on as many diets. They haven't thought about their weight or their body as much, you know, generalizing. Yeah. So it's like, oh, you want me to do this with my diet? Sure. So it's really fun when the guy's on board and making morning smoothies for his lady and doing some different stuff.
Yeah.
So, but the big thing that I really work with and sperm just totally, they totally hear the call and like they can, things get much better faster for men.
Yeah.
If we work on a few target
like
issues.
What are like the top things that you would say like are the things that really affect sperm like in a negative way? Like are like the top common ones that are like the easiest things for guys to kind of look at?
So anything that's kind of oxidizing them. So smoking.
Yeah.
Smoking is really tough on sperm. You're just pouring chemicals into your body. You're making yourself more toxic and you're creating oxidative stress and damage.
And you're talking about
smoking
tobacco.
Cigarettes and probably over, depends on, you know, like if they're juuling, that's definitely
I don't even know what that's funny.
That's sort of the new thing that where it, they're vaping and juuling nicotine plus chemicals. So if it tastes like cherry, it's not good for your sperm, you know, or so any of the new flavored nicotine products.
And that's really important also, I would say, for parents to share with their kids, right? Because if they're starting that at like 16, 17 years old, I don't know how addictive it is, but,
nicotine is highly addictive and the new vaping nicotine products are totally targeted for addiction.
God, that's terrible. No vaping.
So no vaping, no smoking. So like smoking's a big one. It's kind of like smoking, drinking. A lot of times women have, especially when women are thinking about fertility, they've sort of looked at their lifestyle. They've cut back a little bit. And for the guys, it's a little, they haven't really had to think about it yet. Or sometimes women have had something along the way where they had issues with their periods or they had something health-wise happen along the way that's taught them about diet and lifestyle. Men don't have that as frequently.
Well, it's probably like being female and having your cycle every month. Once you start cycling, it really gives you insight into what's going on with your hormones. And with men, they don't really have that.
They don't have that feedback. Yeah. So this is sometimes their first point where they're really being kind of talked to about diet and lifestyle. But so it's that sort of, I smoke, I drink, I don't work out, and maybe I have a few pops every night or a couple beers or, you know, I knock a few back and like, that's a pretty oxidative lifestyle. It's not great for your swimmers.
Yeah.
So you want to, if you're smoking, that needs to go. And acupuncture is an amazing way to help with stopping smoking. Drinking, really trying to moderate the drinking. And looking at what else they do that is causing them oxidative damage. Mm-hmm. So again, we talked about detoxing in the beginning, podcast. So really helping them to detox, moving to organic food, using some things that they need for the liver. Liver support can really help men, using N-acetylcysteine or glutathione, helping phase 1, phase 2 detoxification to reduce their oxidative damage. We can see huge changes in sperm production, motility and mobility with just decreasing oxidative stress and then increasing their antioxidants. So that's a big part of the sperm story. And so increasing that is exercising. So if they haven't had blood flow, they need to increase their blood flow. And that happens with exercising. I ask all my guys to, if they have cell phones, not to put them in their back pockets,
or front pocket
that there's a tie to testicular cancer, testicular function and sperm are being, that's your factory. So if you have a phone on you, just put it in airplane mode or, carry
it,
get a man purse. No. But really like turning it on when you need it and not having it right near your testicles at all times, which is, it's like the women with jog bras. We don't put our phones in our jog bras because women were getting cancer there. One of my closest friends, her husband got cancer, a very rare cancer right in the pocket where he put his cell phone every day.
Wow.
So it's real. And yeah. So if we're making good sperm and our job is to make a better sperm, then don't have it in a radioactive field, emitting radioactive frequency, EMF. Okay. So the other thing we talk about with men is, mitochondria. So mitochondria are the powerhouses in the cell. It's what powers and fuels our cell. So we want their mitochondria to be in really good shape, really upregulated. Like, it's like we want men to feel strong, to feel robust. We want that for their sperm too. So if it's happening on the outside, it's happening for their sperm. We want them to increase weightlifting or push-ups, pull-ups, anything that's increasing their muscular density. That positively affects their testosterone. So we want them to have a high sex drive, good amount of testosterone. For some of the men that have taken on a little bit of a female shape, you can see this sort of happening with men where they get a little bit round in the tummy. They're aromatizing their testosterone. It's turning into estrogen. They're getting softer in the breasts and getting more of a tummy. Mm-hmm. That means that they're not in a testosterone state. They're moving some of that testosterone to estrogen. That's going to have a very negative effect on their sperm. So we got to take exogenous estrogens out of their diet. They need to be eating organic meat.
Can you, because a lot of people are going to be like, what's an exogenous estrogen? Okay. Can you tell them?
Yeah. So that's like when you're eating any food, any meat that's been treated with hormones, they've been pumped up to produce more milk and to produce more meat, so that we don't want milk with hormones in it or meat that have been affected by hormones.
So back to my point, I'm a big advocate for not eating any factory farmed meat for many reasons. And here's another really great reason.
That's right.
Yeah. And because so, those animals are pumped up with hormones to be and genetically altered to, you know, create more meat on their bodies in a very unnatural way that really does create suffering for the animal. And not only might be infused with estrogen, but really full of stress hormones, which is also really not good for your hormones as well. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and so we want to reduce the estrogen that they're exposed to.
What would you say about things like, cause people ask me this, like, what about soy? What about flax? What about things like that for guys?
So for guys, if I see a guy that looks like he's what we call aromatizing testosterone, which means it's the enzyme aromatase that where they're making their testosterone is converting more to estrogen than it should. And those are the guys, again, that are having a little soft. They're not as cut as they used to be. Their sex drive might not be as good as it once was. They've lost some muscular density and they're getting a little bit of that tummy. Then we want to kind of bump up their testosterone, reduce their estrogen.
So you're going to say maybe stay away from the soy.
Soy is a phytoestrogen.
Yep.
And for those guys, I would stay away from the soy.
Yeah.
For the guys that are not, that's not their issue, then it's probably a non-factor.
Yeah. Okay.
But what is a factor, you know, for the guys that are taking on too much estrogen, I cut out the phytoestrogens.
Yep.
I just want to cut out all estrogens. So I cut out plastics. I'm really having them kind of look at their house, their home health, not drinking any kind of plastics or from soft plastic water bottles, drinking filtered water so that there's no kind of birth control or hormonal influence, unfortunately, that we have in some of the water supply that's conventional. And not eating organic meat. And a lot of times that's enough, right?
Yeah.
Those are huge changes to make, and it affects the guy. Then we want the guy really working out because that helps to increase his testosterone production. We want his mitochondria fired up. So those fire up with under the influence of essential fatty acids. Sometimes CoQ10 I use for men. So CoQ10 is works at the mitochondrial level to help give more cellular energy. Mm-hmm. So that helps those swimmers become more potent swimmers. Mm-hmm. So if a man's having an issue, I look at that. And then looking also at all their hormone balance, their thyroid hormone. Mm-hmm. So men go through, sometimes have hypothyroidism, not as common as women, but sometimes. So making sure they're eating their sea vegetables, they're getting a lot of zinc, that their stress hormone, cortisol, is not blocking mm-hmm. testosterone, which can happen. So that comes mm-hmm. back to lifestyle, parasympathetic state. And that's why I love doing this with couples, getting them to go on walks, holding hands, mm-hmm. Doing a meditation together, doing a yoga class together. Like, the more a couple can work on it mm-hmm. together, it's just
yeah. And I love what you
so
said.
Much
it's just
fun.
A really great way to create a really bonding experience. And then when you do create that baby, it's like you really come together and
it's
like
intimacy.
Yeah, and it's and you're getting the great thing about everything that you're saying is that you're getting healthy together. It's not just like you're taking a drug that's going to increase your sperm. You're actually making lifestyle changes that are really positive, that not only are going to help your sperm count, but they're also going to make you feel better. Like, you start exercising and you feel happier and you could connect better with your partner. And
that's
so all
right.
These things you're saying are things that are going to help so many other
and
aspects of
your well-being.
And if you
need to lose a few pounds for a
yeah.
man, like all of a sudden you lose, you kind of drop some of that estrogenic stuff.
Yeah.
And so that would be, if you're smoking a lot of pot, can be estrogenic for some men, mm-hmm. Depending on your genetics, you know, not exercising, all that stuff we want to just get rid of.
Yeah.
Drop the smoking, drop the over drinking, increase green tea, increase blood sugar regulation, eating a lot of phytonutrients, eating organic food, calming down so that sperm in that 70 to 90 day window when the sperm are making themselves, that's the great thing for dudes.
Yeah.
Like, the results are really fast.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I think that's great. I when I had my practice and I was treating people for fertility, I loved when the guys would come to and there's so many great, you know, just old school patent Chinese formulas that are specifically for sperm and they work so well. It's amazing.
Yeah. I love having guys on if they, you know, if my guys have fatigue mm-hmm. or a little bit of that rounded shape. A lot of times they need ginseng. Mm-hmm. They need some warm, fiery adaptogens. They need to be exercising more. And the fun thing is that men change fast.
Yeah.
They get, unfortunately for women,
yeah.
we're a much more complicated hormonal story. Like
yeah.
the guys, if we increase and harmonize their testosterone, they feel it like right away. They feel a little bit more cut.
Yeah.
Their like belly goes down. It happens pretty fast.
Yeah.
And if that's happening on the outside, then know that it's happening on the inside.
Yeah.
You're actually manufacturing more potent, more effective sperm.
Yeah. And that just, so I love what you just said, because it so just goes into like the natural harmony of Chinese medicine. It's just, you know, women are yin and just slower and softer and, you know, moister for the sense of words. And men are just much more yang and fast and red and hot. And, you know, and it's just this balance, you know, between those two within the masculine and the feminine and balancing those sides by side. I love
and
that.
I want to speak to one thing that does happen to men and often if their lady's dragging them along because she's having a hard time with mm-hmm. pregnancy. And there's sort of this, like, you know, the truth is that sex happens more when we're relaxed.
Yeah.
And for men, stress has a big impact on their sex drive and their sex hormones. So sometimes a dynamic that can happen is the woman sort of like, now's the day, like perform, you know? And I really try to talk to couples like that's not necessarily fun. It's not great. And we want to be having like really fun, healthy sex lives when we want to make a baby. Like it helps.
Yeah. So coming at it, don't come at it like, today's the day. I've looked at my ovulation calculator and it's like, we got to do today. But like maybe wearing some lingerie and just coming at it. Like maybe don't even tell the guy.
That's right.
And just,
make it more fun.
Yeah.
Do something that makes him excited to be engaged in the process.
Yeah.
Because the science and the LH testing, that does not make him engaged or excited. But what does make him engaged or excited, if he has more natural testosterone, the pheromones are working where he can feel that there's some ovulation happening, that pheromones, there's cellular signaling that we're not totally like aware of,
mm-hmm.
right? And that he feels better in his body. He has more energy. He's not crashing at night because he's exhausted from his day, because he has more cellular energy, because he's eating better food. He's not as toxic. He's not as stagnant. He's been exercising. He feels a little more svelte, a little
and he's
more
feeling
ready for
more
action.
Like you were saying, his cortisol's balanced, so he's probably feeling I don't want to use the word macho, but he's feeling that, like, you know, that
mojo.
Yeah, mojo. Like, that's the word. Yeah,
he's ready.
Yeah,
and so for if this is a lady that's listening to this for your guy, like, we really want the guys to come at this from feeling like a stronger, better guy. And that happens by him being empowered and feeling really good in his body and not kind of like over-sciencing at all. That's hard on a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Those are such great tips. So, we'll have some more information and we'll have a food list specifically, for men of things that can increase, the health of the sperm and just men in general. And so all of that will be listed on our website. You can reach Dr. Hillary. We'll have a link to her information on the website as well, if you'd like to contact her, if you have any other questions. And thank you so much and good luck on your fertility journey.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Urban Remedy podcast, where we focus on food, lifestyle, and making healthy choices and ways to live a vibrant and healthy lifestyle. If you found this information helpful or know somebody who might benefit from it, please do us the great honor of sharing this podcast with them. You can visit our website at urbanremedy.com. I'm Nika Pasquale, and thank you for tuning in.